Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature an interview with Kathy George, the CEO of Firekeepers Hotel and Casino in Battle Creek, Michigan, on her experience in taking over the top spot at the casino earlier this year. The GGB podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for online and land-based casinos in North America. Kathy George was named president and CEO of the Firekeepers Hotel and Casino in Battle Creek, Michigan in May. She joined Firekeepers in 2012 as vice president of hotel operations and takes over one of the most successful casinos in the state. During this interview, she discusses improvements to the property, community involvement, and the assessment of the Michigan and Indiana markets, while revealing her plans to increase the already excellent customer service at her property. She spoke to me at the recent G2E in Las Vegas in October. George, thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast. Here we are at the G2E. Exciting time. A lot of things going on here. So I appreciate you taking some of the time to sit down with us.
Thanks for having me.
Great. First of all, congratulations by being named general manager up there. You succeed a couple of great guys, Bruce McKee and Brian DeCora. They left a pretty solid operating team there. So what was your first goal when you took over?
I'm very excited to be promoted to the CEO position. Brian and Bruce did leave a great foundation of a great property. So our next move is to continue moving forward.
Okay.
Continuing our great service we already provide.
Sure.
Expanding our revenues, and just keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
Taking that service even to the next level.
Right. Okay. So you came from the hotel side. How long did it take you to get up to speed on the actual gaming side to really understand and grasp that?
Well, I have also been, I was the general manager for Seneca Gaming Corporation
okay,
in the
so,
past.
So, you, so I have you've been on that side anyway, too. Okay.
I've done both sides.
Okay.
I was fortunate enough to work for the Nattawaseppe here on Band mm-hmm. of the Potawatomi for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Working in the hotel, but I always had on extra projects
sure,
along the way.
Right, right.
As you know, we do projects all the time.
Right.
And so when the opportunity came up, the vice presidents, the team came mm-hmm. forward and said, we want you to apply for it. We don't want someone from the outside.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I applied, and here we are.
Great, great. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The tribe is a real example for other tribes in this country, I think. Casino gaming was introduced very carefully, very thoughtfully, from Laura Spur to Jamie Stuck now. So how has it been to work for this tribe?
Phenomenal.
Especially since you work for other tribes.
Absolutely. The ownership that the tribe are so good to us as employees
mm-hmm.
and so good to the community that I'm proud to be considered to be a part of their family.
Sure, yeah.
I think they work really hard to do the right decision. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
People don't always understand our decision.
Right.
But we're not going to open something or build something or do something that's not right for those
mm-hmm.
involved.
Right.
So it's very thoughtful.
Yeah, no question about it. And they really understand the impact that they have also in the community. So so they're always thinking about the community as well.
They absolutely are. It's all heart-driven.
Right.
Yes, we're business and we're there to make money, but
right.
they also do consider all the heartfelt things first.
Yeah, no question about that. So I've been up there twice now. The quality of the property is second to none. From the hotel to the restaurants to the entertainment and of course the casino. Everything is first class. Tell us how you kind of maintain that excellence.
We're fortunate. We have the best team of vice presidents
mm-hmm.
that provide the leadership with the best team of employees.
Yeah.
We have leaders that have come from all over the country to work there.
Right.
But then we also have a lot of great people from the Midwest and
mm-hmm.
Michigan that have that great hospitality feel.
Right.
And it didn't start out that way. It was a manufacturing area.
Sure, right.
But people have grasped onto
mm-hmm.
it and understand the impact it has.
Right.
So I think... everyone is just focused on that. The team is on target. I'm a I'm out and about all day long. Mm-hmm. Everyone sees me and they know what my expectations are.
Right.
You know, we're going to do a little bit better every day.
Right.
And if every 1,700 people do a little bit better, mm-hmm. well, we're going to continue to be the casino of choice in Michigan.
Right. And you keep upgrading the property. Last time I was there, it was just before the new sports bar had opened up. Tell us about some of the other features that you've had or you plan to put in.
Yeah, so the property's 8 years old, mm-hmm. and yeah, we have changed Cabaret Bar, so mm-hmm. it's now a great looking bar in
right.
the center, and opened up the whole casino floor.
Mm-hmm.
We've redone Cafe 24/7.
Right.
We've opened a Big B Coffee. We've opened a Swarovski store.
Mm-hmm.
And then most recently, we did open Daisy's Sports Bar, or Tap House, I'm sorry. And that has gone phenomenally well. We feature 40 taps from Michigan
mm-hmm.
and then 12 other taps from around the country
mm-hmm.
that are hot big sellers. Great sports bar, but it's also some great food.
Yeah.
So that's been on tap for, you know, we've opened that about a year ago, come
okay.
December.
Right.
And what we're going to do next, you know, we're working on some plans.
Yeah.
You know, we're always, we did some renovations in the buffet just
mm-hmm.
about a month ago.
Right.
So we're always keeping it fresh. You know, the tribe is great at providing capital for us to, not only do we provide the best service, but the best product, as
right.
you said.
Right,
so.
Okay. So Michigan is a very competitive market.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of tribal casinos up there and commercial casinos as well. So brand recognition is really, really important. And you've done a remarkable job at getting that out there when you consider the golf tournament you sponsor, the race. It's a NASCAR race,
right?
NASCAR
race,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And things of that nature. How important is that to your success to really get your brand out there?
Oh, it's... It's huge.
Yeah.
You know, I think the partnership that we have with Michigan International Speedway and NASCAR for that race, to get the imprints of millions across the world
right.
and having fire keepers there
mm-hmm.
is, you know, I've been to many races in my life, not many, a handful of races.
Yeah.
To go in and see the tribal flag and the fire keeper flag
right.
everywhere was
mm-hmm.
incredible just for me.
Sure, right.
So to see it on TV was amazing. And our relationship with the LPGA and sponsoring
mm-hmm.
The Symetra Tour event, you know, it's great to provide women's golf a
sure.
venue,
mm-hmm.
Especially Battle Creek Country Club. But it's also exposing the world to fire keepers.
Right.
They keep seeing our name through golf. So we know women's golf continues to get
sure.
more competitive.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
it's very important to get our name out there. It's also be a part, you know, both of those components have charities, especially from the LPGA.
Right.
We support local charities from that golf event. So
sure. right.
it's
no
important.
Question. So, you know, you mentioned the dedication to the community. It's, you know, not just the tribe, but the employees as well. I know they work hard there as well. Tell us about the Fire Hub facility. I think that's really unique. You know, it's a restaurant. It also feeds the homeless.
So
explain how that came about and how it's working.
Absolutely. We were able to open it on April 19th of this year. And how it came about is our Vice President of Food and Beverage, we call him Chef Mike,
mm-hmm.
He and his entire team, but team for across the building,
right.
have been working with the food bank for years.
Yes.
They do 8 or 9 different food banks every Friday already.
Mm-hmm.
So started a relationship and saying, great, well, what else can we do to feed the hungry in Battle
right.
Creek? And so we said, you know what? Mike came up with the idea. The tribe agreed. They restored a fire station, and converted. So the front part is a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Serves. We do some breakfast and lunch, and now we're going to do lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We do some special dinners, and everything is obviously homemade. It's amazing, and the pizzas are cooked in 90 seconds. It's the best
really?
Pizza oven you could find.
Wow.
Came in from Italy, and it's
yeah.
here, or it's there in Battle Creek. And then what we do is we operate the back half is Kendall Street Food Pantry,
mm-hmm.
and with that, on Monday nights, we're going to open a second night, because unfortunately, the food pantry is doing too well.
Yeah,
there are a
yeah.
lot of needy families
sure.
that we're able to service,
mm-hmm.
so in addition to the normal provisions from the food bank of cans and dried goods and vegetables, we have purchased all the equipment necessary and all the permits. So now we flash freeze all the leftover food from the buffet
mm-hmm.
at the casino and make family packages, so we
right.
feed families through
mm-hmm.
that. They can get it for the week.
Right.
So far, since the month of April, when we opened, we've served over 22,500 pounds
wow.
of food to the
mm-hmm.
families. So we're proud to make an impact on that.
Yeah.
Because no one should go hungry.
No, absolutely not. And you know, the fact that you don't have to throw away the leftover food is
that's amazing.
Is fantastic, yeah.
You know, it was great. The casino and the tribe received the Governor Snyder, this year, the Corporate Community Leader Award for that,
right.
But all of the things that they do in the thing.
So. Now, this was a labor of love by your food and beverage director. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on his name.
It is, but Mike McFarland.
Mike McFarland, that's right.
It is a labor of love from him, but everybody.
Yeah, sure, everybody.
You know, we have line staff from every department go and hand out food every week.
Right.
It takes the whole village, as they say.
Right, right. Now, he was talking to me, I remember, about growing food. Is that coming
That
about?
Is still a component.
Yeah, okay.
That is the third component, whereas we will be growing the food and providing all of the salad bar fixings for the public schools in Battle Creek.
Mm-hmm.
So that is coming down the road.
Right.
We have to work out some, you know, space issues and different things.
Right.
But that's a big part of it, and also the education piece.
Right.
Where we will do some community gardens to teach people to how to help do that them for themselves.
Right. So how does it feel to really make an impact on the Battle Creek community? Because that community was really hurting before the casino came in. There were the cereal companies leaving town and
Absolutely.
Things of that nature, you know.
Like I said, I am so proud to work for Fire Keepers and working for the tribe. Because they impact that community huge.
Right.
You know, to employ the 1,760 employees
right.
to everything else that they spend. But I think it's just to be able to know you can look at yourself in the mirror and know you personally made an impact.
Right.
Everyone likes to feel.
Sure, absolutely.
To do the right thing.
Right.
So it's great to work for a company and an ownership group that value that, as do the 1,700 employees.
Exactly. And the employees are such a key part of that.
It is. It's what makes it special.
Right.
You know, you feel it's genuine. It's not forced. You've been there.
Right.
You can sense the four-star service from the hotel and the Wine Spectator Awards and NEBE and all of those things happen.
Right.
I tell the staff that it's the award is great. I love to put a plaque on the wall. I love to give the employees awards. But what I like the best is what it represents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we always want to make sure we don't lose sight of. So that's what we talk about in our meetings and our lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Great. What are we going to do engaging today? Or what are we going to do to this?
Right.
Because it's important.
Yeah, no question about it. So, of course, you can have the greatest facility in the world. But if you don't have excellent customer service, you know, that's really the key to success. How do you motivate those 1,700 employees to provide that great service?
You know, my expectations have been clear about the service level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was fortunate we had some team rallies right after I started, so it was good to get my message out. But I think between myself and the vice presidents, you know, we're out on the floor. We walk the talk, and they see us every day. And I think that helps a lot.
Right.
You know, they know what our expectations are, and everyone wants to meet someone's expectations or exceed them.
Sure.
You know, I think, so, you know, we motivate them through that. But we also, again, work for some great owners from the benefits they provide us from our whole package, you know, to incentives to everything. It's very motivating for the team.
Right.
But to have a great job in Battle Creek right now is a great motivating factor for everybody.
Sure, right. And do you recognize them for exceeding their customer service with awards and things
like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, everyone, we go through secret shops.
Uh-huh.
You get cash for how you do on the awards.
Sure. Uh-huh.
You know, we do Keeper of the Month and Keeper of the Quarter
right.
and all different things. We also have an instantaneous gratification called a WIA slip.
Uh-huh.
So if they've given our customer service excellent out to someone, and what they do, that enters into drawing for cash and prizes and PTO and all kinds of stuff that they do.
So it's more than just a recognition. There's some money at the end.
There absolutely is.
That's a great way to motivate people.
It is. Sure. And PTO, you know, for some people like myself, I love vacation time.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the market a little bit. You know, the Pokagans are the cousins of your tribe are opening a casino in South Bend, Indiana, which is kind of in your little market region, I would imagine. How is that going to impact Fire Keepers?
Well, you know, we're waiting to see exactly what's going to happen. They at this time, you know, they're opening without table games.
Right.
So I think that has some of a pull, you know,
that
won't affect us as much.
Class 2 machines, too, is that
exactly, class 2.
So,
you know, obviously we are sister tribes.
Right.
We are Potawatomi.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we want everyone to do well. The market's big enough that it can be that way.
Sure.
But, you know, we certainly watch it. And that's why we just stay focused on who we are and what our brand is.
Right.
And we will prevail.
Right. Well, you know, you always expect your players to go test the water somewhere else. But as long as you're providing the good service and the recognition they crave, they'll be back.
Absolutely. Through the continued upkeep of changing out the slot machines and, you know, just updating everything all the time. It is a new experience.
Right.
And I think that we're able to, even though we're not opening up a new building,
right,
we keep it fresh enough that it is new to everybody. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
It's good.
So what's your position on a possible online gaming bill in Michigan? I know they've considered that, and you know, at some points it looks like it's going to happen. Are the tribes supporting that?
So this is a question that I can't answer.
Okay.
The lawyer told us not to answer that at this time.
That's fine. We'll edit that out. let's get back to the market then.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of, as I said, a lot of tribal casinos in Michigan, you know, and
mm-hmm.
particularly in your part of Michigan.
Absolutely.
So how do you really differentiate yourself? Or is the circle of your clientele pretty defined?
Well, I think the circle is defined.
Yeah.
However, they all overlap and intersect.
Right.
I think how we differentiate ourselves mm-hmm. Truly is the team. If you have a meeting or a banquet or a wedding at our facility, you're going to come back because
right.
it's the best food. It is the best service that you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Or from the gaming floor, it's the exact same thing.
Right.
So, you know, a slot machine is a slot machine.
Right.
However,
mm-hmm.
we can update it and we can keep going and we can get
sure.
new software.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always trying to be on the cutting edge and
right.
always be up front of
mm-hmm.
a wave.
Right.
So that's great about our casino. We're willing to take that chance.
Right. Okay. How about social casino? Do you have one of those?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I forget how many people are active on it.
Mm-hmm.
The number 111,000, but I'm
yeah,
not
okay.
exactly certain. You know, and you got to test that out. You got to
sure.
make it, and
right.
you got to make sure that that product is
mm-hmm.
still good and active.
Right.
Because you know, one day it's going to happen.
Yeah. No,
so
yeah, no
you know,
question.
If you can change them, you know, we always want them to come to the brick and mortar place.
Right.
But when that online stuff does occur, you
right.
know, we got to be ready for it.
But you can use the social casino to bring them in.
Absolutely.
They can earn points on their social.
They can earn points on their
mm-hmm.
card. They can earn offers.
Right.
So it's certainly a way to bring them in if they hadn't been in.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. All right, just one more question. What are your goals for 2018 and beyond?
Our goals are to, you know, we get voted for casino in Midwest Michigan, or
mm-hmm.
best casino, or best food, and
right.
all best hotel, all these different
mm-hmm.
things. Well, you know, our real goal is we're going to continue our service drive so that not just West Michigan, we're going to be the best casino in Michigan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we want our name to keep going out by doing all these different
sure.
events.
Right.
So our goal is to keep setting that up
mm-hmm.
and continue working towards our growth.
Right.
You know, we don't have any big expansion plans coming immediately,
mm-hmm.
but you know, down the road, we'll see how it goes.
Sure.
But we're always looking to continue to spread Firekeepers Casino Hotel name.
Right. Well, it's a great location right off I-94 there and, you know, easy to get to. So, you know, you can probably expand your market just because it's easy to get there.
It is. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
You get off
That's
69,
right.
94, you're
yeah.
right there.
That's right. Well, Kathy, thanks for taking the time to talk with us. And congratulations on leading this great casino. And next time I'm up there, I'll definitely drop by.
Please do. I look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.
Hope you enjoyed this edition of the GGB Podcast, brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. To learn more about the gaming industry, visit GGBMagazine.com, or for a weekly update, visit GGBNews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, or on LinkedIn and Facebook at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the Global Gaming Business Podcast. She's just a girl, but she's on fire.